Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are here. We're having a great time. People have already shown up in costume.
Yes.
At 5:58, our first people. Now we have a whole gaggle of people, including one man in a UNH hoodie and hat.
Yeah.
The Jim Colony, dressed like Jim Colony at Top Golf event. And you can win a year's supply of Natural Light. The Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Come out and see us at Top Golf. The bar opens at 9. People eagerly awaiting already at 6:05. Okay, so here we are. Let's talk some Steelers. Mike Tomlin, what did he have to say about the trade deadline yesterday?
I hadn't thought a lot about it, to be honest with you. You know, I'm sure the phone may ring. We'll see what happens. But more than anything, I've just been focused on preparing for Baltimore.
All right. Well, the trade deadline came and went as the Steelers are concerned, but it didn't come and go as the NFL is concerned. Demaryius Thomas, he goes. He moves. He goes to the Texans from the Broncos for a 4th-round pick and a 7th-round pick. You have Golden Tate. He makes a move. Yes, Golden Tate gets traded. That is a pretty big move as he gets shifted for a 3rd-round pick from Detroit to Philadelphia for a team that's looking to get better. Ty Montgomery, he of the I return everything when it's kicked to me camp. He goes from Green Bay to the Ravens. And then the Rams, they're making moves. They're going all in. Dante Fowler Jr., defensive lineman, he goes from Jacksonville to the Rams. That includes a 3rd-round pick and a 5th-round pick. And Washington, they make a move. Yep, Washington and the Packers flip Clinton Dix, excuse me, for a 4th-round pick. So teams, and you remember last year, I think if you really look at this, you know, Jay Ajayi was a big pickup.
Huge pickup.
Helped Philadelphia down the stretch. All that being said, this is a time in which you can look at it and say, did the Steelers err by not trying to take care of the one glaring deficiency?
Yes, absolutely.
That they
have? Because you know what's going to happen now? We're going to spend the rest of the year, the last 10 weeks of the regular season, whatever it is, last 9 weeks of the regular season, and if they make the playoffs, into the playoffs, every time somebody throws in the direction of Cody Sensabaugh, Cam Sutton, or if Artie Burns ever gets back on the field on defense, we're going to overanalyze every single ball that's thrown in their direction and say, I wonder if Patrick Peterson or Janoris Jenkins or some other guy, Chris Harris, would have played that ball better, would have been better in that coverage. And that's aside from the fact that every team that is preparing for the Steelers is also going to look at that side of the defense and say, all right, here we go. It looks like it's Cody Sensabaugh, boys. Let's go after him. Or it looks like it's Artie Burns. We're going after him. Or it's Cam Sutton. We're going after him.
There's going to be glaring attention paid to the guys who are here because they didn't go out and get better. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge. Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. And, Jim, I think we can dispel one thing. And that one big thing that's dispelled, especially if you look at the Golden Tate move, the Eagles get Golden Tate, the Lions get that 2019 3rd-round pick, it's this. Well, teams don't make moves. Well, they do. And you also look at the Josh Gordon move just a couple weeks ago by the Patriots. And you look at especially that move last year, I think, and the one I keep hammering on is the Eagles move from last year with Jay Ajayi. That teams do make trades in the NFL, teams that or feel like they're right there and they got to do something. I feel like it was incumbent upon the Steelers to get better at corner, and they just didn't.
Well, maybe the Steelers did try, and they decided the price was too high for their liking.
And that's understandable if it's the case, but did any of these guys go for a first-round pick that were traded yesterday?
No, you know the one that stunned me?
What's
this? And maybe I'm guilty of watching a guy do it against the Steelers. When the Rams picked up Fowler, they need another defensive lineman?
Right, I know.
And I just remember him causing all sorts of problems against the Steelers. And now, would it be worth 2 middle-round picks? I don't know. But, you know, even a safety for a 4th-rounder, you know, the Steelers, you could actually make a case they could use another receiver. You could make that case.
Well, you could make a case they could have at least brought in Terrell Pryor and tried him out. Now he's going to go play in Buffalo, right? And he might be their quarterback before it's all said and done. Who knows?
That's the easy line saying now he's not only the best receiver there, he's also their best quarterback.
But couldn't you make a case that they could have brought him in and worked him out?
I know a lot of people had mentioned that. And, again, maybe they talked to him and he decided he didn't want to come here for whatever reason, although I would think that wouldn't be too difficult a decision. Let me see. Am I going to play in Buffalo or Pittsburgh?
You know what's interesting, though, is that when Tomlin talked about it yesterday, before the deadline was even done and gone, when he talked at 1 o'clock, 3 hours before the deadline, he was asked about it, and he said, well, no, we've got something invested in some of these guys. We've invested in these people.
We like homegrown talent.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, I'm all for homegrown talent, and that's the thing the Steelers have done for how many decades now? I get it. It's worked more often than not. But when you see that it's not working, i.e. Arthur Burns.
Well, I'll tell you this. Probably the most important, not the best, but the most important person in their offense this year and why it's really going is not a homegrown talent, and that's Vance McDonald. That's exactly why their offense has hit a different level and exactly why their offense, I think, has reached a threshold in which it wasn't last year. They could not get a tight end on the field. Jesse James is what he is. They couldn't get a tight end on the field they could rely upon and act as that third receiver and block the way that Vance McDonald does. He has added a whole different dimension. He's not homegrown talent. You have to go out and get those guys.
It's Justin Hunter.
Here's the thing. And if Vance McDonald would never be here, if the non-homegrown talent they thought was going to change the offense would have ever been healthy, and that's Ladarius Green. So what Mike Tomlin said doesn't – one and one don't make two.
Well, and moreover –
you have to infuse non-homegrown
talent. And they've been willing to go out and get people for the secondary. The guy who came back from injury this past week, Morgan Burnett, they went out and got him.
Mike Hilton is not a homegrown talent.
No, Mike Hilton was a street free agent from New England.
But they feel that there is a difference between bringing a guy in the offseason when you get training camp and bringing somebody in halfway through the season. But I don't care. Even if you – let's say you make a deal at the deadline and you don't want to put a guy in right away, okay, hold him out for a game or two. Let him become familiar with offense, defense, whatever. And if you get him, you know, in the Steelers' case, you want somebody for the stretch run, you get him for the final six, seven games of the season, there's nothing wrong with that.
Did the Steelers err by not making a move? All right, I misspoke earlier. There's beers now, so get here.
Boom!
Already?
Yeah, so our buddies are having at it, and they're having a great time. We're here at Top Golf. We are the Fan Morning Show. We're going to be here. Jim Colony Costume Contest. And wear your whatever costume you want, but Jim Colony Costume Contest. We're going to have other prizes as well. More people from the promotions department get here, hash all this out. Right?
I'm willing to bet that every single piece of UNH gear in the tri-state area has been bought up.
Yeah, and is here today. Yeah. It'll be you should be proud, a proud Wildcat there, Jimbo.
I got the spirit, talking proud.
Yeah, that's right.
UNH got the spirit.
So get here. A couple of guys we just talked to, they said, today's a holiday. We're drinking. We're having a good time. So
yeah, why not?
There we go. Sounds like my kind of party.
Yeah, it
412-928-9370. Did the Steelers err by not going out and getting somebody? You know what's a good indicator? I'll tell you what's going to be a good indicator. Whatever game it is against the Patriots that's coming up, the regular season game. Let's see if they made a mistake or didn't make a mistake. Whenever Tom Brady says, you know, and he's at the line of scrimmage and he gives that old Tom Brady, you don't understand any of it. And he's gyrating a little bit.
He's frantically pointing to some 5'7" white dude.
And really what he's saying is, hold on, that's Cody Sensabaugh. Yeah. Hold on. You know, they could have had Janoris Jenkins. They could have had Chris Harris. They maybe could have had Patrick Peterson. Hold on. That's Cody Sensabaugh. We're throwing it that way.
He won't even have to signal. He will walk out to the wide receiver and say, hey, who this is?
Right. When he says, like, blue 48, 94, whatever, that's the translation to that.
Yeah.
Or when, God forbid, it's Arthur Burns, and he's out there trying to guard somebody.
He's
trying
just going to
yell,
with
somebody.
He's just
going to go, stop. You know what? In all sincerity, though, that's going to be the indicator that game.
Well, that game, you got the Saints the week after that.
Uh-huh.
You've got plenty of opportunities to go up against quarterbacks who may not be the best in the world.
The Chargers might carve them up.
Yeah. Every single team is going to come, and it's going to start this weekend. Joe Flacco hasn't been great since the last Ravens-Steelers game, But if he's got an opportunity to pick on somebody on that other side, of course he's going to take it.
Yeah, I agree. Jim, do you think that they should have made a bigger play or not, Jim? Are you still?
Well, I told you yesterday what I would have done is, and maybe they did, call Arizona. Say, I know you don't want to trade Peterson now, and he said he doesn't want to be traded, but you think he might want to play for us, and we'll give you a first-round pick this year. We'll give you a second-round pick next year. We'll give you a third-round pick the year after that. I don't know if that would have been enough to get it done, but think about the Steelers' success ratio even in the first round and what the pretty much the guaranteed production that you're going to get for that draft slot over the next, for the next 3 years.
Right.
And they get a comp pick for Bell at some point, and that's going to be – it's the third-round pick, but that's at the end of the third round, so that's really only like a fourth-round pick. But I just would have made a – I would have made a move and almost tried to give them an offer that they couldn't refuse. Because the Steelers and other teams can probably say the same thing, that the record of their draft picks, there's no guarantee there. There's none.
And when you look, again, when you look at what was given up yesterday by some of these teams for some of these players.
Now, for me, the Ty Montgomery deal is the only one that really doesn't count because there's an enormous asterisk because it felt like there was toxicity in that locker
room. Right. Everybody
other
gave
than
up
that,
on him.
All the other ones, you're right. What was given up that was this grand prize?
I mean, Dante Fowler, a third and a fifth. Let's see, Golden Tate for a third. Demaryius Thomas for a fourth and a seventh. I mean, this is not breaking your draft to get guys like this.
I don't want to hear Demaryius Thomas's name like ever.
No,
again.
I was in the car yesterday listening to the PM team.
Yes,
and they played that as soon as I heard Tebow, I'm like, oh no,
here it comes. Yep,
here it comes. I'm going. Demaryius Thomas has been traded to somebody.
When you were listening to the PM team, was Mahler railing on how bad James Conner is? That's generally his MO.
No, he disputed Clay Thompson's 14 three-pointers.
Oh, he did.
No, actually, really?
Actually, he didn't. I didn't hear it.
I heard Ron try to egg on his partner Joe a little bit about those 14 three-pointers. Joe didn't want to take the bait, but Ron said, hey, that's your guy. I don't know. I'm not here to say he's a liar or not.
Ron was unaware of the whole Ron was probably unaware of that whole thing.
Oh, no, Ron knew. Ron knew about the three-pointers and the nine three-pointers, but he said, I'm not here to call a man a liar. But
I heard that.
But I will throw shade.
Yes. All right.
I heard that. Mahler, by the way, that him sticking up, trying to make it sound like Connor's not any good, he's really forcing that issue.
He's dying on that hill.
It's so ridiculous.
He is so far dug into that trench.
That's like
the Germans are coming up over the walls, and the mustard gas is dropping, and Mahler doesn't care.
God bless him, but that's one of those things that sometimes, if you're like hosting your own talk show and you throw something out there, you need some callers, that you throw something out there, you really don't believe. But you've put it out there just to get reaction. And at this point, how can you not? And even, Tomlin laughs every time he's asked about Connor. Do you know he was going to be this good?
You know,
the fans are chanting his name. And Tomlin's having some fun with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.